Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin hovered near $101,460 after a weekend sell-off triggered by US airstrikes on Iran. The dip below 100,000 resulted in over $1.79 billion in liquidations, but funds flowed back as inflows into Bitcoin and Ethereum products topped $1.2 billion. Institutional confidence remains steady, while technical and geopolitical signals keep traders cautious. In detailed coverage, Bitcoin fell to 98,300 before recovering above 101,000. Analyst Arthur Hayes sees this weakness as temporary, driven by central bank liquidity. A separate view from Master Ananda warns support now sits near 88,888 and could test 82,500. On-chain measures using the Mayer multiple suggest targets at 96,000 or 144,000. Systematic trader Adam Bakai notes that Bitcoin remains in an uptrend if it holds the 97,000 to 95,000 range. Ethereum slid around 10% to roughly $2,261 and trades under key resistance at $2,280. Support lies near $2,120 and $2,000. XRP faces resistance at about $2 and major support near $1.9. Dogecoin trades near $0.14 and faces caps at $0.158. On the positive side, Solana saw spillover inflows of 2.78 million and XRP 2.69 million in the last week. Amid market swings, Texas officially created a public Bitcoin reserve under new legislation signed June 23, 2025. Governors now manage holdings with biannual reports and legal protections. In Europe, Coinbase secured a markets in crypto assets license from Luxembourg, enabling service across all 27 EU states. OKX is weighing a US IPO after its April re-entry and DOJ settlement. Metaplanet made a symbolic purchase of 1,111 Bitcoin, reaching 11,111, eyeing 100,000 by 2026. Blockchain initiatives advanced as Kazakhstan launched a Solana Economic Zone at its international forum. The zone will fund pilots, support tokenized assets, and train developers in Rust, positioning Almaty as a regional hub, like discovering a hidden energy tank in Mega Man. Exchange security remains critical after Cointelegraph and CoinMarketCap front ends were compromised with wallet stealing pop-ups. Users are urged to avoid unsolicited airdrop prompts and monitor activity closely. On the institutional side, BitGet CEO Gracie Chen leads with over 120 million users and initiatives like Game Changers Coalition to empower women in blockchain. BitGet is focusing on AI and PayFi to merge crypto and real-world payments. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.